Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. To hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com.
Prior to World War II, father abandonment wasn't really a problem in terms of the general population in the U.S. After World War II, so many men went to war. Many of them did not come back. After that, you begin to see a decline in marriage. And then push it out a ways, this the phenomenon of voluntary father abandonment, you know, just begin to happen, begin to start where men did not leave the home because they died, or they didn't leave home because some other kind of reason, but by their own volition, they walked out of the door. So whether that's pursuit of money, whether that's they were frustrated and just tired of being married, they walked out and left. And so just a lot of different factors. The decrease in value of marriage is a big one, because marriage is really the institution that keeps a man and a woman committed to one another. And so when marriage isn't important, you're going to have a lot more men walking out of the lives of their children, you know, teen pregnancy. So there's just a myriad of factors that contribute to men not staying in the home. And then one of the big ones as well too is I just do what I see my daddy did, behavior he had. I just fall it out and I just do the same thing.
Has your church, do you think you have become attractive for those that are fatherless? I mean, because of your sensitivity to it, has it become a sort of a safe place to go and to be encouraged?
I think it has, and we're growing in that. One of the things that has kind of mushroomed out of this is we started a outreach that we work in conjunction with some other churches called like 1145. And what has happened is the city of Portland, the district attorney's office, the Multnomah County judicial system. So they're working with this. So what they do is they basically court mandate young men that have had misdemeanor crimes to come and meet with us pastors. And so this is the city that's doing this, because they recognize the need for these young men to have these positive male influences in their lives.
Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. To hear the entire broadcast, or if you'd like to hear more highlights from recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith show page at faithradionet.com.